good. How are you, sir?
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino grew up in Hyde Park, and for two decades as mayor, he's made the trip back and forth from his home there to City Hall. Hyde Park is where he returns when he retires from the city in just 34 days.
Where would you like to sit? Am I sitting in your seat?
No. I don't care anywhere.
It was at his home in Hyde Park where the mayor and his wife Angela invited us a few days ago to discuss Menino's legacy and the coming changes in both their lives.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us into your home this morning. It's very, very nice of you to do that. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Great to have you here.
Let me ask you both. This has been your life for 20 years. You going to miss it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, mayor is the greatest honor you could have, representing the people of Boston. I've enjoyed every minute of it, even the bad times. But, I always remembered when I first got elected, I said to Angela, I says, it's all about people. You know, I can do a lot of big buildings, but how we treat the people, how we improve the quality of life in Boston, you know, that's all I've ever done. Nothing special, just being good to people.
Angela, you going to miss it?
Oh, sure. I think what I'll miss most is, again, as Tommy said, the people. We've made some fabulous friends all over the city, and sometimes you only see them once a year, but they've become friends, and we're going to miss that part of it, or I'm going to miss that part of it.
What are you not going to miss?
The nights that he has to be out, or maybe the phone calls sometimes in the middle of the night.
Mayor, what are you not going to miss?
Oh, get up in the morning reading some headlines. You know, and where do they come from? You know, politics is different today than when I started. You know, the public wants your elected officials to be a person who's going to give them confidence. They don't want all this nonsense. There's better things. There's good things happening in the city every day. Why don't we talk about those good things?
What was the secret to keeping the relationship working and sane despite the crazy hours and the late night phone calls and the demands of work and family?
Piece of fruit. How do you do this and how do you do that?
I'm not really sure what it is. It's just whatever we had as a couple. I think we worked together pretty well.
Are you looking forward to having him around the house more, or are you worried about that?
He's going to work, and I will continue to do some other things. We've got two children, six grandchildren. I think I'll be okay, and I think he's going to be great because he's got his future looks really good. So.
I'm not the type of guy who's going to sit home, that's for sure. I am taking the co-directorship of the Initiatives on Cities at Boston University. It's a great opportunity for us to do some work with the cities all over this world. But also I want to stay involved with my kids, the kids of the city. Camp Harborview in Long Island, I helped create that. Another initiative that I created was a inclusionary playground in Charlestown next to Spalding. I want to stay involved with those things. That's what I like the most.
How do you characterize your approach to this job over the last couple of decades?
No, I never did anything special. I just did what I thought was right. I came up from Hyde Park Avenue. There's gangs all over the place, and I was victim of some of them. I knew what it was all about. I just wanted to be there for him. That's part of who Tom Menino is. Nothing special, nothing fancy. It was not a fancy guy, that's for sure. But I just... Whatever I did, I thought was the right thing for the young people, for the adults, for the business community. When you take the oath as mayor, you're mayor of all the people. And how do you improve all their lives, not just some of their lives?
Let me ask you about the events of April 15th. Some people think that what you did that day characterizes your approach to being the leader of the city of Boston. Would you do it all over again?
Oh, no question about it. You know... It was 2:50 in the afternoon, I think it was. And I was in my hospital bed, and my police officer came in and said to me, Mayor, they just had a bomb at the finish line. Yeah, and I said to him, get the police commissioner on the line right away. Just stay calm. Don't get nervous. And the most important thing is we get people in the city to understand we're still in control. That's my job.
How do you think that you've grown in the last 20 years? How did you evolve? As a leader, as a politician, as a man?
I'm more patient. I'm more understanding. I reach out to a lot of folks. That's the most important thing for me is reaching out to people. You know, when you become mayor, you get elected, you say, oh, my God, I'm in charge. I'll do everything. But my success, I believe, in my 20 years is I've been able to reach out to people, bring people into my administration who have helped me make decisions.
Let me ask you for a quick take on a few political leaders that you worked with over the years. Governor Patrick.
Oh, I like Governor Patrick. We worked well together over the years. He's a guy with a heart. I really believe he has a heart. He wants to make it work.
The incoming mayor, Marty Walsh.
I like Marty a lot. I mean, he's a neighborhood guy. But let me just tell you, the work he's done with the recovery community in the city of Boston is truly outstanding. I think we basically have the same DNA. I mean, it's about people.
President Obama.
President Obama is, you know, is a very charismatic guy who's got the right heart. Obamacare is the right thing for our country. There's some people in our country who don't like him because of the color of his skin. I mean, you look at the prejudice out there. The race issue plays more into the issue than the real issue.
Can I ask you about your nickname?
Mumbles?
Mumbles.
Oh, it's a wonderful name. I just carry me. Hey, just think about it. I'm Mumbles, but I've been mayor for 20 years. Nobody else has been Mumbles and I've been mayor for 20 years. You know, that's empty barrels make a lot of noise.
Did it ever bother you?
Sometimes, yeah. I was never elected because of a fancy talker, that's for sure. I mumble sometimes. Maybe that's part of my gig.
You know, it's not about being slick, but it is about being relatable. I think a lot of people around Boston feel that you've related to them on a very personal one-on-one level over the years.
You know, I used to stop at 3 or 4 coffee shops in the morning. I drink one cup of coffee a day. But I'd buy the coffee, talk to people, find out what they were thinking. That's how I gauge the public opinion. People come up to me and talk to me, it's great. If they start crossing the street, I'm in big trouble. The word I always use, people trust you. If they trust you, you can do anything you want in this business.
Lasting legacy you feel you've left for the city?
Well, you know, explain, legacy is like transparency. It's one of those fancy words that I don't understand. I just hope when I leave office, people say, gee, you did a pretty good job. What's our next step? That's who I am. I'll never change, no matter where I am in life. I'll be Tom Menino from High Park.
We met with outgoing Boston Mayor Tom Menino and his wife Angela at their home in Hyde Park. Menino will serve as mayor for a little more than one more month. Then he'll join Boston University as the co-director of the school's new initiative on cities.